ones who get it.
The Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Yeah, this is Dr. Joy Brown, and this is where we talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it's whether Charlize Theron's new haircut is working, or whether you're working, or whether your child, who is a perspiring actor, is time to find a real job, or whether you're thinking about getting married, or the best and worst part about marriage. I would love to have some guys call me up this hour. Because my guy posse here has sort of given me a completely different perspective about at least why guys, let's say under 45, well, let's say under 50. Let's just, guys that are 50 and under are really looking for a woman in their life that will push them a little bit, who will challenge them a little bit. And I'm not sure, I'd love to hear from somebody who's 50 and over for whom that's the case or for whom that's not the case. Either way, just because it's so different from my understanding of what men are looking for in a life mate. So, and again, it may just be a generational difference, but I'd love to know. So a couple of guys call up and help me out on this and tell me that you either agree or disagree. 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking a little bit about marriage, not the Hollywood version. As I said, the only Hollywood movie this year that came out that I thought had anything realistically to do with marriage, and it's not out of Hollywood, although it was nominated for the Best Picture, was Amour out of... Yeah, it's a French movie. I think it was actually the Austrian. I think it was actually submitted from Austria. I'll have to check it out. But which is a wonderful movie, not easy to watch. Wonderful acting about a couple who've been married for a very long period of time and have an adult daughter, and she is the caretaker, and she has a stroke, and how the two of them cope with that. It's an extraordinary movie. Not easy to watch, but extraordinary. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. Let's go back. We've got bunches of folk who want to talk. How did you pose it as the most difficult part about marriage?
Yep.
All right, so balancing has been one of the issues.
Yes. Okay. Heather responded that she has issues not falling into a routine.
Yeah.
Which is something I know I've heard a lot about.
Yeah, I think if you describe marriage as my favorite metaphor is that you get this huge big poinsettia that someone's given you, or an Easter lily, and it comes in this huge big pot, and it's got this satin bow and the foil around it, and it's just gorgeous and expensive and flamboyant, and you just put it in the window and do nothing, and it will die. That it needs to be nurtured and watered and pruned and changed occasionally. And I think that's hence the weekly date. And a date isn't just grabbing a slice and going to the Cineplex. It's doing the same thing you'd do if you were trying to convince somebody that you were just the cutest human being on the face of the earth, that you do something a little bit different, you do something a little bit imaginative, you do something a little sexy. The idea is that if you're in a long-term relationship, you really can't change your partner, which means you have to change the context. And the way to change the context is to do different stuff. And it's very easy, I think, especially with kids, but even without, to fall into that terrible boredom groove. And when everything becomes predictable, everybody gets bored. Right, Greg?
I suppose. I don't know. There's something to be said about not so much a routine, but stability.
Well, but those aren't the same things.
I don't know.
No, stability means that this person is solid.
Right. I just mean knowing you're going to go home, your spouse is going to be there, you know, y'all are going to do these things together, and I don't know.
But do you do things to surprise her every once in a while?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Like what? Give me an example. That is family rated.
Right, well.
Right, that's not family rated, whatever.
Maybe, I don't know, renting a movie she's been talking about that she didn't expect me to just go get and have and be ready, you know, for her to watch when she gets home. Actually, she's the one getting home from work, and I'm at home most of the time. So,
But I think that's it. I mean, it's just doing something. I mean, nobody, or I don't know anybody who wants to be in a relationship where it's completely unpredictable all the time. On the other hand, I don't think anybody wants to be in a relationship that's completely predictable all the time.
Right. I'm, yeah.
You're saying that
I guess there's just different definitions of routine. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be so caught off guard that I just don't know what's going on from one day to the next.
What about from... So you're not a great fan of surprises?
No, I am, and I'm very, you know, what do you call it when you just get up and go and...
Spontaneous.
Yes, thank you. It just escaped me. So I don't mind that at all. I just like, you know...
You like being able to count on her.
Yeah, yeah.
There well, but I think reliability is very different than excitement. I mean, and we may be confusing excitement and drama. I am not a fan of drama in a relationship where somebody is always flying off the handle or, you know, sort of coming out of nowhere being angry about something or even jubilant about something. I mean, that people are completely unpredictable. I think are kind of scary. But that's different than somebody that you know every day, that they're going to have the same thing for breakfast every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know anyone like that, though. Yeah.
Well, good. I do.
Really?
Good for you. Yeah. All right. You got anything on Facebook that you want to share about marriages?
I saw one that was really funny. Just the guy talking about... Oh, yeah. Frankie says, hiding the body. I guess at a certain point, if you get ashamed of your body, like, how do you let your spouse see you?
You make them wear a blindfold?
I don't know.
You know, there are an awful lot of people that turn off the lights before anybody gets into bed.
Hmm.
Yeah. So he says that's the most difficult. Is that a Frankie man or a Frankie woman?
Yeah, man.
So is he hiding his body or is she hiding hers? Or we don't know.
I don't know. He didn't...
Provocative comment. I'll tell you this quickie story. I have a friend who is a very attractive woman, and she's married to a man who's much older than she is. And she is not going to win any beauty contests, but she's a very attractive woman, and she is just a little bit bottom heavy, as women sometimes get when they get a little older. And they're going someplace, and she was very nervous about it. And I said, why? And he said, well, he's gonna not let me turn off the lights all the time. And I said, look, he thinks you're adorable. Go buy a sexy nightie and forget about it. And she came back after vacation, and she said, you're absolutely right. That women, you know, especially after last night, where you've got all these anorexic 12-year-olds who have been throwing up for the last month and are all in Spanx from the top of their chin or the bottom of their chin to the top of their knees, and they can't breathe, and they haven't been eating. And we all look at those and say, well, gee, I should look like that. And I mean, even people like Jane Fonda and Sally Fields and Meryl Streep look completely different. But those aren't the ones that are going to be on the cover of People magazine. It's going to be the Amy Adams and the Jessica Chastains and the Jennifer Lawrence, who's all of like 20 years old or something. And so we all think, well, that's what we have to be attractive. Well, that's how we have to look. And then when you're not, or you weren't born that way, and these people weren't born that way, then we think, well, there's something wrong. And I think you guys are much saner about it than we are, that you basically don't care. And in fact, not only that, but I think most men, when they look at those women, as you know, as Bob called up and said, my God, you know, when are they going to eat? You know, that you sort of feel if they eat a potato chip, they just explode. So I think that that poor old Frankie, just tell her that you think she's adorable and buy her some sexy underwear or something. I don't know. It is an issue. It's one of those sort of issues between men and women. All right, you got something up there?
Well, I was just thinking when Dawn did her whole Miss New York thing, she would talk about all the girls there. And Dawn's, she's a
very
tiny,
thin.
very thin. And just all these women and what they would go through. She was
ridiculous.
Appalled. It's crazy.
Well, in plastic surgery. And, you know, that Cher was kind of the, of my generation, was kind of the sex symbol. Well, she would talk about all this, you know, aerobic activity. And Jane Fonda as well. Both of them had surgery. I mean, they had ribs removed so that they would have a smaller, smaller waist. I mean, they did all this stuff. This was not exercise. This was plastic surgery.
Oh, yes, and one of the sponsors of the Miss New York was like some plastic surgery firm or something.
I'm sure. Well, the joke is it LaLanne or LaKnife? But so it's sort of this ridiculous kind of thing. All right, 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. I want to hear from you about marriage, all right? We've got about 40 minutes, so not a bad time to call. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through March 25th, save up to 30% on your favorite casino hotels, including Las Vegas. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome!
A reason to go to the tool mega sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done either. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the tool mega sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the weaving? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
And now. Now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Government restrictions often hurt those who need help the most. For example, many states actually prohibit caterers from giving perfectly good, unserved food to homeless shelters and to other charities. I suppose such rules are adopted with good intentions, such as protecting the health of the poor. But if we look at such rules through the lens of liberty, we would ask ourselves, do we really mean to protect these people so thoroughly that they have to go to dumpsters for food? Are we so concerned about rules that we can't let people with extra food give it to the hungry? As Americans, we need to re-examine our priorities and assert our founding principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and self-government. The decision on whether such acts of charity might help or hurt others ought to be left to common sense, not government rules.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That came out of Sweden about 15 years ago that said that people who'd lived together for 7 years or longer who decided then to marry had a much worse than average expectancy life expectancy in terms of their marriage, that they were much more likely to be divorced than people who hadn't. And the guiding line seemed to be around 7 years. And for my understanding of that, or my assumption about it, is that after 7 years, either somebody got pregnant, or somebody got antsy, or somebody had an affair. In other words, there was a coercive factor involved. And coercion only works for the short term. It will not work for something as long term and as abrasive as a marriage. So, but it is one of those issues. But more and more people are living together. More and more people are living together without being married. That the likelihood of marrying after you're divorced is still very high. Most people who are divorced marry again. So it's really interesting, even though that people will look at the institution of marriage and say it doesn't work anymore, that most people actually do it at some point in their life, and often more than once. All right, Greg, what do you got over there?
Let's see. I had a good one. Okay, we got to the hiding the body, which I thought was hysterical. Being cheated on, Mike said.
How?
Oh, yeah. That's tough to deal with.
Yeah.
Because what if you are still in love with the person, but that might be their nature, so that's something you have to weigh? I mean, what do you do?
Hopefully one works that out. I've told the story before of a woman about 10 years ago who called me on the air, and she said, essentially what you're saying, Greg, she said, I've been married to this dude for 25 years, and he's been cheating on me. He's a serial cheat, and has been cheating since 3 months after we were married. And I'm on my way to the divorce lawyer, and he wants to reconcile. And he promises he'll never do it again. He's learned his lesson. What do you think I should do? I said, what does he value most in the world? And she said, well, he has this boat, and he just loves this boat. Well, you're on the way to the lawyer. You're going to have to pay for the lawyer anyway. What I would do if I were... I said, do you love him? And she said, yeah, I do. And I said, if you knew he was going to cheat again, would you want to reconcile with him? And she said, absolutely not. I can't do it anymore. And I said, all right, so here's the deal. Go and say, and have the lawyer draw up a piece of paper that says, if you cheat, I get the boat. I get half of all your assets anyway, but I get the boat. And if he'll sign that, you've got a shot, because he'll think boat bimbo, bimbo boat. And so at least there's a reason to offset his tendency to decide that you're you're going to play dead, or you put up with it in the past, because you're saying, here's number one, the line in the sand, and number two, I get something that's incredibly valuable to you. If he says, no, I'm not going to sign it, I divorce him. Because if at this moment, when he's most motivated to think about not cheating, if he won't sign that piece of paper, he's going to cheat. So I think part of it is that affairs almost always say more about the relationship that they disrupt than the affair. I mean, there are occasional sort of struck by lightning, we had to be together, we had to move heaven and earth. But by and large, that's not what affairs are. What they are is somebody getting bored, as we were talking about before, somebody feeling lost. Women tend to cheat at about the same rate as men, unfortunately, these days, for affection. Men tend to cheat for sex. So that means that sex needs to be an ongoing part of your relationship, not as blackmail, but as understanding that that's part of what your partner is interested in, and presumably you are as well. Men need to understand that women need the affection, that it, being talked to, being complimented, being wooed, that that both of you have to give up something to get what both of you presumably want. And the issue of an affair, and my deal with an affair is that you have a right to demand, and I don't use that word, I don't use it carelessly, and I don't use it very often, that you have a right to demand three things: of why it happened, why it will never happen again, and what's in it for you should it happen again. Because saying to somebody, well, why did you cheat? And the person said, well, I don't know. If they say, I don't know, that means they're not taking any responsibility for it. They're not doing any kind of introspective work whatsoever. And you have no guarantee that the next time they feel whatever they were feeling and that they're not clear about, that your marriage is at risk again. So you have to figure out why you did it, what kind of structure, what kind of boundary you can put in place so that it doesn't happen again, and what's a threat, what it is that you're willing to offer your partner as a a surety, a bond, a hostage that says, you know, I'm not going to do this, and I feel so strongly about it that I'll... Hopefully we're not pledging body parts, but that's the point. So, and it is that marriages do survive infidelity, but it's certainly, I can remember actually reading an article when I was about, you know, 12 years old in Dear Abby or something. I said, well, infidelity can improve your marriage. And I thought, even then I thought, that's crap. That's just one more obstacle that somebody has to get over. So infidelity is not the answer. The question is, what's the question? 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Right now, his job is low.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So, yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
GMC Certified Service. This is Dan.
Hi, Dan. This is Jeremy.
And I can tell from the sound of your voice it's time for an oil and filter change on your Sierra.
How can you tell?
Experience, Jeremy. Experience. And we should probably check your Sierra's evaporative control system.
And my clutch fluid level.
Right. Well, I had you pegged as a manual transmission guy.
So you can schedule me?
On Thursday, 8:30. Got it.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. And now, when you purchase an oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection, you'll get a $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends March 31st, 2013. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
I'm actually a downtown girl. Just, you think Billy would like me anyway? Of course, he didn't like Christy much anymore anyway. So, yeah, this is the place that you can call to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it's marriage or the Oscars. Or all right, so let's finish up this marriage stuff, and then I have some more stuff to. Before we do the marriage stuff, guess which of the movies? I think I just told you the nominees for best movie. Guess which is the only one this week that was in the top 10, except I told you, right?
Yeah, I heard you.
did you hear me, Greg?
No.
You want to? Oh, good, then guess.
Okay, one of the movies that was what?
One of the 9 movies that was nominated for best movie of the year. There's only one of them that's in the top 10 over the weekend.
Still in the top 10.
Yeah. It's surprising.
Les Mis.
No, good guess, but no.
No.
It turned Silver Linings Playbook. Okay. It only took in $6 million.
What's that about?
That's the one with Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. That's where she won the Oscar. It's about a guy who's manic depressive and hospitalized, and Jackie Weaver's his mother and Robert De Niro's his father. And the idea is that somehow you can cure manic depression. Oh, and he meets this woman who is a very young widow, and she's even more medicated than he is. And she sort of stalks him. And the cure, clearly, for mental illness is... ballroom dancing. Okay. So there we go. All right, Identity Thief was number one in its third week. It was not number one before, but it made $14 million. It's a very low volume weekend. Everybody was watching the Oscars. Snitch was number two, which does not bode well for Dwayne. Escape from Planet Earth was third. Safe Haven, fourth. Good Day to Die Hard, poor Bruce. That movie has only made $50 million and probably cost $250. Dark Skies, opened new one. Silver Linings Playbook. Warm Bodies has already made $58 million in 4 weeks. Side Effects didn't do very well. That's Catherine, $3.5 million. Beautiful Creatures, $3.4 million. So Beautiful Creatures didn't do very well either. It's only its second week, but only made $16 million. So vampires are not that hot again. All right, let's finish up Marriage, and then I will tell you about some things that either will make you very popular or very unpopular, depending on how you utilize them. All right, you guys both had something. Vince, go first.
Edwina responded with her hardest part about Marriage is trying to be 100% authentic all the time without making your partner feel like they are a slob or not needed.
Not needed.
Whoa.
My God.
Edwina, we need to talk. Well. Look, the best...
That, I'm trying to be real with you, but you got to go.
Yeah, but I don't really want to be here at all, yeah. You slob. Yeah, if I could find the backhoe here, I'd get rid of you. Yeah, maybe not. Edwina, maybe we need to kind of think this through. It reminds me of a client that I had when I was first started as a therapist. And they were a couple. And I think I was like 22 or something. And they were like in their 50s. So already I think they referred to me as Dr. Bubbles. It was not pretty. And at one point, I had to separate them off because they would come into my office and just yell at each other for 50 minutes. And I was getting a headache. So I finally separated them out and I took her. And I said, maybe it's time to think about, maybe a separation. She said, I'm Catholic. I pray for his death every night. But I don't believe in divorce. And I thought, I don't know. I am not a priest, but it would seem to me, pray for his death every night, separate. Maybe we talk about a separation. Pray for his death every night.
Wow.
Yeah. Speaking of which, did I not tell you guys last week when the Pope announced that he was going to retire that there's going to be a major scandal that was going to come up?
You did. You said, wait for the other shoe.
Yeah,
you kept saying it. Yep.
Yeah, the other red Prada. Yeah, no, it's dropping. Because I said that. I said, this isn't about being tired. This is about a huge scandal coming up. And it is. So there, I just wanted credit for that. I'm trying to be authentic and stay in the moment. Yeah, and when I think it may be time to kind of negotiate. And one of the ways you can negotiate with somebody who is doing something that drives you literally nuts is to say, look, I'm willing to do this if you're willing to do that. And negotiate a deal. Because being critical of your spouse all the time gets wearisome for both parties. But saying, tell me something that I do that drives you nuts, and I'll try and change that. And if not, I'll give you $20 every time I do it, and here's what I need from you. And that negotiation, quite often, especially if there's a monetary value attached to it as opposed to, you do that one more time and I'm out of here, actually is very workable. I mean, that's... Edwina, I worry about you, darling. All right, what else do you can you worry with me about, Greg? What else do you have that I'm going to sort of go, oh, no?
Well, this is kind of on the same lines. Nancy says, really wanting to criticize your husband, but instead keeping your mouth shut, even after 28 years.
What?
How sweet. What a peach.
You're being facetious, aren't you? There's a facetiousness in your voice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not like, most of us are Meryl Streep, that we can sort of pull this off of, gee, I just love you. That maybe what you, again, negotiate, if you'll stop doing this, I'll stop doing that. Because presumably, it's kind of as the guys were talking about before, what you really want in a relationship is some kind of emotional closeness. And if you're sort of trying to bite your tongue the whole time, which doesn't mean, here's my solution for this, that you have a gripe session once a week. Without liquor, without the kids, without time, with phones turned off the hook, whatever, and no alcohol. And for at least a couple of hours, and you take turns sort of starting the meeting. But the idea is, if you know that on Saturday morning you're going to be able to tell the love of your life that she chews with her mouth open. And it's driving you crazy, although the solution to that is sit beside her rather than cross from her. But nevertheless, that if you know that on Saturday you're going to be able to talk about it, there's going to be less sniping during the week. And it may be by Saturday you've realized it really doesn't bother you, or you've realized you can sit beside her rather than across from her. So if there's a once-a-week gripe session, and you use an egg timer so nobody can do a filibuster, the day-to-day sniping goes away. And knowing that you can talk about it, that it doesn't have to be swept under the carpet, you don't have to pretend, you don't have to be the little wifey poo who's getting an ulcer and gritting her teeth, that it sort of smooths things out a little bit, that you will be heard, but that you don't have to do it right now, and it gives you a chance to have a perspective on it. And I think all of us have had that sense that I'm just too tired to think about this, or I'm too angry, or I just don't have a perspective. And as long as you know that it will be heard eventually, that you can talk about it, it can take some of the pressure off. See, I have all these little helpful hints. All right, Vince is dying to say something. Go, Vince.
Well, Gina just says her hardest part is the constant negotiation. I hate being wrong, giving in, or compromising.
That doesn't sound like negotiation to me. That sounds like a battle to the death.
So, I mean, there's
well,
that.
One of the ways of doing that particular issue is you go and I used to be able to send people to Woolworths. Now you have to find a stationery store or something and find out like a little keychain, like a little troll doll on it or a little Ferrari, some little icon, and just switch back and forth of, okay, I apologized last time. It's your turn to apologize this time. And it's not about being who's right or who's wrong. It's trying to find a common solution, and it's just your turn to sort of say, okay, I give up on this one, let's find a solution. Because having to be right all the time is just tiresome for both of you. And what you're trying to do, presumably, is not beat somebody into submission. Greg, are you listening? But to...
Uh-huh.
I'm taking notes. But to just find a viable solution. Yeah, you can see why I'm sorry. Go ahead, Greg.
Some of these comments, I mean, they just make me laugh because me and my wife really don't have a problem with saying your breath stinks or you're eating too loud or any stuff like that comes right out. No filter, no nothing. But we're both fine with it, you know what I mean?
It sounds like both of you have been married before.
I have. She hasn't.
And so she's pretty tolerant of that?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, if you can get the little ones, yeah. I mean, look, it's probably better to say to somebody, breath mint, than to go, oh, you know, I can't be around you right now, because that's going to send a very different message. This hour is sponsored by Listerine. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people. Uh-huh. It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patient.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Hotels.com. We've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through March 25th, save up to 30% on your favorite casino hotels, including Las Vegas. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up, and you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162 to learn how you can make a difference doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through March 25th, save up to 30% on your favorite casino hotels, including Las Vegas. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
One of the necessary tools to get through life, Dr. Joy Brown.
Yeah, speaking of necessary tools, I don't know why this appealed to me. This is Greg at his most, what's the word I want? Antisocial isn't really the word, there's a sort of unusual travel tricks, and these aren't really travel tricks. These are just kind of things to know. Apparently, you know, have you guys been on a plane any time recently? No, right?
Not for a while, no.
Great. Maybe about a year ago, yeah. But I used to fly a lot.
All right, there's something called, are you ready for this? A knee defender.
What?
Yeah, it turns out that 32% of people said that anybody, you're allowed to tilt your seat in an airplane any way you want, right?
Right.
But it turns out that you can actually buy something called a knee defender, costs $20, a pocket-sized plastic device that locks onto your tray table and prevents the seat in front of you from reclining at all.
What?
Yeah. It won't win you any friends, but it is approved by the FAA for use.
Wow.
Why is it approved if seats are made to go back? I don't understand.
Yeah. Well,
why would they approve something that they already,
I don't know, it
has set up a different way?
It turns out, I think that's one of those things you have to negotiate.
I kind of judge how big the person is behind me, and then, you know, if it's
what,
just
change your seat? I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
No, I mean,
in how
whether I recline or not.
Well, I tend not to recline all the way back. I'll just do a little bit just so it's not wrecking my back, and I'll check and make sure. Unless they're obnoxious and they kick my seat, and then I go all the way back, back. I just thought that was the knee defender. So it locks them in. You could probably also... the other thing that... This was my second favorite. Go ahead.
I remember I was in a plane once, and the person behind me... I'd reclined it, I don't know, probably a half hour prior, like when we were in flight, but suddenly I just hear from behind me, can you believe this person has reclined all the way back?
It's like, it's only like 4 inches to begin yeah. with. I yeah. mean, it's not like you're, it's a car.
And it's not like he asked me, oh, would I please move up a little bit? It's like, can you believe this person just using all the reclining ability? Like, what?
So what did you do?
Nothing. Nothing. At yeah. that point, I was like, oh, I'm not moving this 1 inch further.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffen on the countdown. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. What are you paying for gasoline? Big buzz. The cost of gasoline at the pump. Comparisons of prices in your community. The AAA says the gas prices are going up and it's ridiculous. We all know that. We know what's going on. But how do you feel about being gouged this way? We start off with Diane Sawyer talking to Lindsay Janis, one of the ABC people, about the spiraling cost you're paying for gasoline.
It's time to fasten our seatbelts. For 32 straight days now, gasoline prices have soared, now a four-month high, $3.73 a gallon. And we learned today how much higher they'll rise in April and when they should start falling again.
You know, Americans spent 4% of their household budget on gas last year. It's the biggest slice in 3 decades, and it makes the recent spike all the more worrying. The Pearsons know what they're not looking for in the family car.
I don't want an SUV. I think that's too much price. It's too pricey on gas.
They're giving up more space for more miles to the gallon. It's their number one priority.
It's close to $4 already. I think by the end of the month it will be $4.
Prices often spike in the spring as refineries switch over to a summer blend of gasoline. But this year they're rising well ahead of schedule. In California, where some gas stations are already charging $5 a gallon.
I'm at 64. It usually takes me like $50.
Drivers are starting to make sacrifices.
Dinner's out, movie night, things like that.
The big fear. fear is that rising gas prices threaten a fragile economic recovery.
If we hit $4 a gallon on regular unleaded across the country, that would do a lot of damage. Nothing hurts more quickly than rising gasoline prices.
The price trackers at GasBuddy.com predict the average price of a gallon of gas will reach between $3.75 and $4.05 a gallon by April.
And Diane, some possible relief in sight. GasBuddy.com says that prices will probably start to head lower around Memorial Day.
All right, so the price now averages $3.73 around the country. What are you paying? Here's radio host John McConnell talking to Don Redmond from the AAA about prices as they've gone up this past month.
It's been going up every day for over a month, right?
Yeah, I mean, we started out the year at $3.15 a gallon, and here we are today, about 42 cents higher, looking at about $3.57 is the average statewide right now.
I remember one day. Let's see. It was right at a month ago. Me and my youngest walked over because we live about three, four blocks from a library. So we walked over to the library to get a couple of books on a platypus so she could do a report for school. And across the street is a discount zone. And I was looking at the price. Oh, $3.09 was something like that. I said, yeah, let me fill up tomorrow morning on the way to work. And I mean, I dropped the kids to school. I came back and it was like already like $3.15. You know, it'd gone up like 5 or 6 cents overnight. I'm going, damn, man.
Yeah, you know, I experienced the exact same thing this weekend. I mean, Saturday, I seemed to notice the service station was about 3:38, and I said, okay, well, it's been holding steady there for a couple of days. With that, I'll gas up Sunday. Mm-hmm. Go back there, it's 20 cents high. It's 3:58 when I got up. I was like, what on earth?
Now, why, what is the difference? Okay, when there's a storm and people got to run, you always hear stories about somebody's price gouging and the people going, look, I don't have any say-so over this price, and they send me the gas, I charge this much. How is gas priced, and what does who is in charge of it? Because you always, like, you'll blame the president, or you blame Congress, or you blame big oil corporations. Who actually has the most direct say-so about why this gas has gone up this much in this amount of time?
Well, it's sold in the market. I mean, it's investors who have the largest say in what they believe that the price of gasoline should be. I mean, right now, the wholesale price of gasoline, and this is a national average, is about $3.13 a gallon. Just right around Christmas, it was like $2.79 a gallon. But the market, the commodities market, feel that, you know, wholesale price of gasoline should be about $3.13, and that's what the market's deciding. That's what people are investors are paying for it, and that's what's being charged. That's what it's being sold for. Now, historically, we add about to get a ballpark figure what the retail price is going to be. We add about 60 cents to that wholesale price, and sure enough, you know that 3.13 add 60 to, but it makes it about 3.73, and that's where the national average is right now.
3.73, over $5 in Los Angeles, and
Los Angeles has a lot of its own issues, particularly with refineries. They've had a number of refinery issues that looks like maybe smoothing out again pretty soon, but they are, you know, even like last year, they were all well paying above $4 a gallon on the West Coast, more so than the rest of the country.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.